We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at the Gospel of John. In this particular passage, we have the Lord Jesus Christ. He presents Himself as Messiah, Lord and Savior. Understand that today, if you are facing a death sentence, and all of us are, the Bible says, and as it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, that verse says, the judgment is coming. Understand, we all face this death sentence. We're going to die. Life's like a vapor. And I don't know, you may be listening today and you may be, maybe the doctor told you have some dreadful disease. But I want you to know there's good news. Jesus came to save sinners. And of course, there's some great promises in the Bible. As I look at this book, I understand that the Lord has promised heaven for all who are saved. Now, to be saved, you must trust in Jesus. When I said He reveals Himself here as Messiah, Lord and Savior. And so in order for you to be saved, the Bible says you must confess and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Now, that's in Romans 10, 9. You can look at Romans 10, 9 and verse number 10 and verse number 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:8. 2 Corinthians 5:1, he tells believers what takes place at death. Now, I know today a lot of people don't believe that. Why? I'm told, many times I've been told, oh, I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in hell. But understand, you will believe when you depart from this life. Now, God also gives some great promises after you're saved, all right? Because you can escape the destruction and damage of sin. God has principles in this book. It's a wonderful book, the Bible. Those principles will help you in this life. It's exciting when you look at how God, when He instituted marriage, He laid out how you go about picking the right person. All right, for the man, how do you pick the woman? For the woman, how do you pick the man? Understand, one man, one woman, and they're one flesh until death do they part. That's a principle. But God lays out the principles. He lays out the structure of the family. And so, today, if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you do not know what you're missing. Now, I'm going to start. There's a series here that I'm going to do. When Jesus reveals, hey, look, I'm Messiah, I'm Lord, I'm Savior, Well, in John 9, we see Jesus pass by and he saw a man which was blind from his birth. He tells him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went his way, therefore, and he washed and came seeing. So Jesus healed a blind man. Did that many times. Well, when John heard that Jesus was doing his earthly ministry, and he sent his disciples to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, the disciples of John said, art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? And Jesus answered and said, go and show John again that those things which ye do hear and see. The blind man receives their sight, their lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Hey, he's Lord, Messiah, and Savior. And it's not about religion here. Did you notice that? It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, when Jesus started his earthly ministry, what did he do? He sat down in the temple, in the synagogue, and he read from the book of Isaiah. Listen to what he said. This is Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And Jesus closed the book, and he gave it to the minister, and he sat down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. And so in John 7, verse number 31, many of the people believed on Jesus and said, when Christ cometh, will he actually do more miracles than this man hath done? And so he, yes, revealed that he was Messiah, Lord and Savior. People in that day, many believed, but many that were in the Jewish religion rejected him. And so when he healed this man, he healed this man that was not crying out for healing. The blind man was not asking for help. But yet, this miracle was wrought in a place so public, and there were so many people that were present, that it could not be denied that this blind man was healed. And so, this begins an account that you don't want to miss. Questions about blindness. All right, they question why this man was blind. There are a lot of times people do that. People might look at others and say, I wonder why he is that way or she's that way or why this happened to this young person. How many times do we hear people say that? And I wonder if it was self-inflicted. Well, there are times that there are things that are self-inflicted. If you drink alcohol while you're carrying a baby in the womb, you can do great damage. You take drugs likewise. But in this case, Jesus reveals that the mother and the father of this one who was born blind were not at fault. Neither was the blind man at fault. It just happened. And so today, there's questions concerning why bad things happen. Well, we know if we go back to the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve, they sinned in the Garden of Eden. And the Adamic covenant, God reveals that since this sin began in the Garden of Eden, it brought sin into the world. And so look with me at Romans 5, verse number 12. Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We're all sinners. It began with Adam. You say, well, I don't believe that. I don't believe the Bible account of creation. Well, you know, it's interesting that even today, many people, boy, there's so much said in the name of science that is just so false, so ridiculous. But I'm not going to get into that. I have the Bible account here. And so, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And so we know these conditions remain today as they were when it began back with Adam in the Garden of Eden. You have a baby born. They're born with a sin nature. You know, you watch your children. How easy is it for a child to lie? How easy is it for a child to get mad and try to get even? That's that sin nature. And if you let it go, it'll progress. It'll get worse. And so here, the question concerning blindness, the question concerning why do bad things happen? Well, because Adam sinned, we have what? Death has entered into the world, and all will die. And so I want you to understand, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If you'll believe in him, you could have everlasting life. You don't have to worry about the wages of sin is death. He'll forgive you of your sin. He'll save you. You can have eternal life. You can claim the principles of God. And so this is the first part. We'll do the second part in the next Nuggets of Truth. We'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.